I always referred to the Hat Man I saw as a kid as a shadow person, because I didn't really realize that shadow people didn't all have the hats. But I just found out yesterday on another subreddit that it has its own name. I saw him quite a lot around the house when I was little. I'd be on the floor reading a book and see him in my peripheral, and when I would look, he slid away out of sight or ran away really quickly. Or there would be times when I would be in my bed with my bedroom door open, and I would see him standing down the hall staring at me. Anyway, we had a weird incident where my dad was out working, and my mum had gone to bed. It was really late at night. I was downstairs and I turned off the TV and headed upstairs to bed. We had a bathroom right at the top of the stairs, and I saw a man in there, in the dark. Except, he was real. The guy had some type of goggles on him that I'm assuming was night vision. He put a finger to his lips to basically tell me not to scream. I ran to my bedroom and was terrified. Since I could see the top of the stairs from my bed, I peeked out and saw him run down the stairs. Eventually, my dad got home really late, and the next morning, he asked us why the front door was left open. It had been closed when I went up to bed. Since I saw the guy who was in the house, my dad took me to the police station to describe him and make a report. He didn't take anything or do anything besides just creeping around in my house in the dark, as far as we know. Since I'm mentioning this guy, I thought I might as well tell the police about the Hat Man too. The police did not really want to pursue anything further after that, and they dismissed the whole actual man in my house situation. My dad didn't make me feel like I was imagining things, but he didn't argue about the police not caring, so I think that he did question if I'd actually seen what I said I did. We still couldn't explain the window or door though. We also found one of our downstairs windows open with the screen cut. Weird, because I didn't hear a thing when I was watching TV. And I was all alone. My mum and siblings were asleep at the time, so this guy could have done whatever he wanted to me. A couple of weeks later, my dad was in the kitchen, and out of the corner of his eye, he saw Hat Man. Since I had just recently reported seeing someone in the house, he thought that this guy had broken in again. Hat Man was initially standing at one end of the kitchen, but ran around the corner into the living room area when my dad saw him. My dad ran to follow it and was completely bewildered because nobody was there. Our house growing up was always really messy. Toys and papers were all over the floor at all times. Six kids and my parents didn't care. And he was weirded out that the thing he saw running made no noise at all when he went into the living room. He or it would have definitely stepped on some things and made noise. He believed me after that, but I actually did not see Hat Man any more after my dad saw him. This was the 90s, and I was just a kid, like second grade. I didn't have any resources to try and figure out what this shadow man with a hat actually was, and I didn't learn about shadow people until I was an adult. This is my own personal experience with the Hat Man. The sheer fact that so many people have seen and experienced this entity is extremely interesting. How is it possible for one form to be perceived by so many different people? Not to mention, I can only assume about 20 to 30%, if that, of the people whom experienced him have spoken out. This will be my first time too. I was between 7 and 10 years old. I remember this day like it was yesterday. Me and my brother pulled an all-nighter. We didn't go to sleep until like 1 or 2 a.m., which was very late for us. He slept on the bottom bunk while I slept on the top bunk. That night we went to bed as we normally would. I climbed up my ladder. I tucked under my Spider-Man blanket. And as I laid down, for no more than 3 minutes, the room goes cold. And I mean cold. It literally felt like the air conditioning was turned on, but it wasn't. At the same time, I noticed that the posters on my wall started to move, as if the air was turned on. I'm not going to lie about any of the things I'm going to say here. I will be completely and utterly honest. I knew what this feeling was, for I have felt this before. The air was heavy, and it felt like everything went quiet and still. I couldn't even hear the breathing of my own brother, yet we went to sleep at the same time. He seemed to have fallen asleep instantaneously from the moment his head hit the pillow. The room was dark, but not as dark as what I saw next. From the furthest corner in my room, I saw behind the door a tall figure wearing a long coat and a fedora-style hat. He stood there, darker than anything else in the entire room. I could see his figure perfectly. He was there, and I don't know why. I was completely terrified, scared to my very core. But what I did next may surprise all of you. From my bed, I kept looking at it, and then I jumped and ran out of my bed, and ran directly towards him. I ran into him and opened my door and ran into my parents' room right next to me. I was terrified and didn't know what to do. Fight or flight. Anyways, I slept in my parents' room, and from that day, he never showed himself to me ever again. Though I can't say if he visited me before that, but my soul tells me he may have many times before. This story happened about 8 years ago, and it still pops into my head from time to time, so I thought I'd share it here. If you have experienced anything similar to what I'm about to tell you, please let me know. So it was 2013, and little 12-year-old me was laying in bed. It was probably about 10 p.m., I'm assuming, because that's when I usually went to sleep. I was laying on my side facing a wall, and I heard walking that sounded fairly close to me. I thought nothing of it, because I thought that maybe my sister or someone was going to use the bathroom. From what I can remember, the walking was very slow-paced, which I thought was weird. The walking then stopped, but I didn't hear the door open for the bathroom, and I know I would have heard it, because it's just across from my bedroom. After a while of facing the wall, I decided to turn onto my other side, which would mean I would now be facing my open room. When I flipped over, I gasped and froze. I couldn't move at all, and I was holding my breath. I will never forget what I saw. It was a tall man dressed in a long black coat with a big hat on. The man was very tall, and I know this may sound odd, but he was darker than the pitch-black darkness that swallowed my room. He was standing in the farthest corner of my room, just staring at me. He didn't move whatsoever, and neither did I. I don't know how long I was frozen staring at him, holding my breath. It could have only been a minute, but it felt like forever. I can't describe the terror that came over me when I saw him standing there. I can't even remember what I was thinking at the time. Then I woke up in the morning. I don't even remember falling asleep or exhaling. I just woke up. Now, some of you may be thinking, that was all probably a dream, maybe even sleep paralysis. I would think that too, had it not been for the two large footprints in the carpet right where I saw him standing the night before. I did take a picture of the footprints, but sadly the picture is gone. I've looked for it everywhere, and I just can't find it, so you'll have to just take my word for it. I told my sister about what I had experienced the next morning, and she said, "Have you ever heard of the Hat Man?" I said no, and she explained to me who he was. After researching a bit, I found that there are a few people who have also seen this man and they also say he doesn't do anything but stare at them. It has been 8 years and I haven't seen him since. Maybe it was all my imagination, but it felt so real. I refused to sleep in my room for years after that because I was afraid I'd see him again. Luckily, I never did, and I hope I never do. Those were three Reddit users' encounters with the Hat Man. But I too have a memory of something similar, which I will share with you now. I must have been around 4 or 5, so this was the late 90s. I remember laying in my bed, facing my open door which had a clear view of the stairway. Although it was pretty much pitch black, I recall seeing a shadow accompanied by footsteps ascending the stairs. Unfortunately, as it was so long ago, I can't seem to recall if it ever reached the top, or if I hid under the covers. But I'll always recall it as odd, as thinking back to it, I remember it having something on its head and shoulder area. After discovering the Hat Man a short while ago, things seemed to fall into place. Perhaps the shadow adorned a hat, and as for the shoulders, could it have been a collar? I have never experienced anything of the like after this, but I did suffer sleep paralysis up until my early 20s. There were a ton of paranormal experiences in my childhood home in Long Island, New York. They ranged from when I was a little kid, all the way up to 15 or 16 years old. We've long since moved out of that place, but I still get the prickly fear feeling thinking about some of them. I'll share more as time goes on, but this particular event happened when I was 13 or 14. Some context. My bed was on the wall opposite the door, and if I turned to my right, there was a wall with a closet. To my left, there was a wall with a window, and my bed sat most closely to that adjoining corner. One night, I was sleeping and had a strange dream. In the dream, I was walking through a huge group of faceless people. I sensed that they were everyone I've ever known, although they didn't have any recognizable features. They weren't facing me. They were talking to each other, at the volume you might hear a group talking in a museum or art gallery, hushed and soft, but not low enough to be a whisper. As I walked through the crowd, I could hear threads of different conversations, but couldn't actually hear the words or sentences. It was as if they were making white noise from human voices. I listened to their conversations more intently, determined to catch something they were saying. Suddenly, they became aware that I was listening to them. Hushing rippled throughout the crowd and they quieted themselves so I wouldn't overhear them. They started to turn and look at me. They urged one another to shh. All that I could hear was shh coming from everywhere. I felt increasingly uneasy as they were aware that I was aware of them. They didn't harm me in any way, but I felt a growing sense of threat so uncomfortable it woke me up. I woke up in the dark, facing the far corner of my room. Then, from directly above my head, I was filled with cold dread and panic. It was right above me. I stayed frozen in that spot for what felt like hours, until I found the strength to use my voice and call for my parents. I have a friend who told me to share my experience here. So I want to preface this by saying I'm very skeptical about the whole paranormal thing. However, I do believe that we don't know every little thing this world has to offer. But ultimately, everything should have a rational explanation. Please help me find that rational explanation, or tell me what you think I'm dealing with and how to make it stop. Throughout my life, I've had four experiences that one could possibly consider to be paranormal. The first time was when I started a new job as an admin with a mental health office, and part of my job was to travel to our residential facility once a week to work there for the day. Allegedly, the facility is extremely haunted. It once was a nunnery, and now is a short-stay residential facility for those mentally well enough to not be in hospital, but not well enough to be at home. Anyways, after working there for a month or so, I had heard all sorts of myths and stories about the experiences people have had, many of them similar. I was staying with my mum for 1 week, as my dad and brother were out of town. I decided to take her out for dinner where I live, about an hour away. And after, we did a slow drive-by tour of where I worked. As we approached the facility, I told her the stories and we both cracked jokes about it the whole way home. Upon arriving home, a semi-isolated house on an acreage, I was the first one in the door. The door enters by the kitchen, and as I walked in, the electric kettle boiled and clicked off, which is bizarre because nobody else was home. Nothing was around that could have fallen and turned it on, and it couldn't have been boiling the whole time because we were gone for about 4 hours. It would have boiled dry. The second time wasn't that many months after that. While I was at the facility, there was an outing that day, so it was just myself and the supervisor there in the office. We were talking and all of a sudden the radio turned on in the next room. It wasn't loud, so it took us both a minute to realize it had turned on. We both looked at each other, and then it stopped. My colleague yelled out, "Hello? Anyone home?" But there was no response. I went to the other room to look, and the radio was sitting on the chair, with the cord wrapped around it, not plugged in, powerless, and it couldn't have been a cell phone. But all of those were about 7 or 8 years ago. Fast forward to maybe about 6 months to a year ago or so. In any case, I couldn't fall asleep, so I'm in my dark bedroom, playing on my cell phone. Then suddenly the feeling got super intense, and at the same time I accidentally clicked my camera app, and it picked up a weird red orb thing at the end of my bed, only visible on the camera, not with just my eyes. I tried taking pictures of it, but it just showed blackness. The orb kinda hovered in the same spot, but definitely wasn't still. I figured it's probably just a weird camera thing my phone was doing, but also had never heard of a red light orb, so I text my friend about it, who is into all that. She asked some questions and determined that it was not there to harm me, but I should acknowledge it and ask it to leave, and to be careful. But no further explanation about whatever the hell that means, but I do as she says, and life goes on without the red orb. I've tried numerous times to replicate the situation, but was not able to recreate the effect with my camera phone. Saturday night, April 17th, 2021. So Saturday night, I'm out cold sleeping. Something stirs me, and all of a sudden, I'm startled awake. It felt like there was something in my bed with me, who had just rolled over at the same second I had a slight whisper of consciousness. It felt so real, I literally had to turn the lights on and check my bedroom and the house. Obviously, nobody was there. It's the middle of the night, and the adrenaline surge has me wide awake. When I stepped back into my room, that feeling I had months ago was back. I obviously can't sleep, so I do what everyone does and play on my phone again. A friend had sent me a Snapchat, and I went to go and reply, switching to camera mode, and the orb was back. It felt like the wind was knocked out of my chest, and then, just like that, the orb was gone and the room calm. It was terrifying but exhausting. I somehow managed to fall back asleep, a deep sleep filled with nightmares. I don't remember the details or even the context of it all, but I remember there was a struggle. I was on the floor fighting and kicking to crawl away, and someone or something was grabbing at my legs, my calves trying to pull and drag me away. To what? I don't know. I'm currently looking for answers. A few years back, about 4 or 6 years ago, I believe I witnessed a ghost or spirit of some sort. Basically, I have a bathroom in my room, and the end of my bed faces the bathroom door. One night, I'm unsure of what time it exactly was, I woke up and saw a hand coming out of my bathroom door. The hand was completely black, and the hand was holding onto the front of the door. I'm searching for answers on what this could have been. My mum told me that we're near an old Native American burial ground that's about 5 minutes away from me. I cannot confirm that it's actually true. For as long as I can remember, I've always seen a man in a top hat, wearing a trench coat, and a suit underneath. The man I've seen has a briefcase too. His face is blurred out, but I can still see the outlines of features on his face. He always asks me 3 to 4 questions, as if he's checking in on me. I've always felt protected by him, and never scared. But also, not as if he was super friendly, just there to make sure I was okay. One time I was asleep with my boyfriend at the time, and I heard the man ask me, "Want some water?" And my ex woke up and asked me what I had said, when I hadn't said anything. It was just the man asking me a question. That was the first sort of confirmation I felt like I had, because he heard the voice too. He's always asking me, "Are you okay? How are you?" Really short questions, checking in on me in a way. Today I saw a TikTok explaining the man in the top hat, and after years of research, I finally stumbled upon a community of people that related to me. I then told a close childhood friend what I've been experiencing, and she referred me to this Reddit post, and I'm in awe with confirmation about this man. I'm turning 23, and I still see and hear him. I don't physically see him standing in the room, but I see him in my mind. If I close my eyes, or even when I feel as though he is there, or hear him ask me a question. Does anyone else relate to the questions being asked, feeling as though this hat man is checking in on you here and there? When I was younger, I used to see shadows out of the corner of my eyes. As soon as I'd look towards them, they'd disappear, like dissolve or shoot off. They were sometimes human-shaped, other times just formless. I remember specifically I was home alone, probably about 15, and I saw a black cat and it was running towards me. We didn't have a cat. I didn't understand how it got in the house. I put my arms out to pet it, and it disappeared right in front of me. I don't know what I believe when it comes to the paranormal, but my parents' house growing up had something going on. One time a picture completely flipped off our living room wall, and we all had experiences of feeling watched. But once I moved out, I stopped seeing these shadows. But recently I've started seeing them again in my office, in my apartment, and most recently tonight when I was driving. I always see them in a confined space, except this time when I was driving around 11 p.m. It was dark, but there were street lights. I saw what looked to be something sprinting across the street, so fast that I was going to hit it. It looked weird, almost like a human on all fours, but running like a wild dog. I braked extremely hard and scared the crap out of my friend who saw nothing. Then as immediately as I saw it, it completely vanished. Has anyone experienced this? It's freaking me out. The ones at my parents' house gave me creepy feelings, but these new ones don't. They just startle me. I don't hear anything either. Any ideas? The first time I saw the Hat Man, I was 8. It was just after my grandpa died, and I was very sad because it was the first family death I ever experienced, and I didn't know how to cope. I was in the bathroom at my dad's house, and I just took a shower. The bathroom is directly across from my dad's bedroom, and his bedroom door was open. When I opened the bathroom door, Hat Man was standing in the doorway to my dad's room. He was really tall, like as tall as the doorway, and had no distinguishable features. It just looked like the outline of a really tall man with a hat on, and completely black. Like just a void of light. It looked, no eyes or face, at me for like 1 second, and then turned and floated behind the wall. I ran after it, but when I got in there, it was gone. I literally was so confused and not scared at all. For some reason, when I saw it, this overwhelming sense of peace came over me, and it practically took away the sadness I felt for my grandpa. I have no idea how to explain this. For years after this, I questioned whether I even saw anything, because it happened so quickly, and I eventually chalked it up to my brain imagining it. Then when I was about 14, me and my friend were hanging out at my house, and she all of a sudden looked behind me and made a funny face. I asked her what was wrong, and she said she saw a shadow or something walk behind me for a split second. When I asked her what it looked like, she said it was tall and looked like it had a hat on. That's when I knew what I saw was real, because someone else had seen it too. The weirder thing was, she told me she got the same sense of peace when she saw it too. Mind you, up until this point, I had never told anyone anything about this, so she couldn't have known. I was so freaked out. Then about a year ago, I got the courage to do some research about what I saw and what my friend saw. And that's when I found out that tons of people have seen this too. I was in shock, and even more freaked out because everyone else's stories were way more scary than mine. Anyways, I'm 24 now and I haven't seen him since. But sometimes I can feel him, or I wake up in the middle of the night with extreme anxiety, and the feeling of someone watching me. Although I could just be paranoid. This is a strange story about an encounter with possibly a creature or spirit from when I was about 5 years old. At that time, my older sister and I slept in bunk beds, and every now and then we would swap beds. So on this night, I was on the top bunk, while my sister was on the bottom bunk. It was the middle of the night, and something woke me up. Half asleep, I peered over the side of my bed. At first, there was nothing, but then I heard some rustling coming from the closet across from me. This sound had also woken up my sister, and therefore we both witnessed what happened next. A small black bird shot from my closet and darted under the beds. Freaked out, I jerked back into bed, and in a quiet whisper, I asked my sister if she saw what I did. She confirmed that she had seen the bird too. It was so strange that, as any kid would, we agreed to call out for Mum. After a short time, my mum came into our room asking what was wrong. When we explained what had just occurred, she bent down and searched under the bunk beds. After looking everywhere, my mum stood up with a confused look and told us that there was nothing there. Somehow the bird had just vanished. My sister and I were shocked. It had to be there. Both of us saw it, There was nowhere for it to go. The windows were closed, and there were no holes under there for it to escape. My mum told us it must have been a dream, and to go back to bed. We did as we were told, and I forgot about it for years until I was talking with my mum and sister, and they told me that they both remember that night and the vanishing black bird. I've had many experiences with spirits. This is one of them. This happened a long time ago, when I was still in school. One day, while I was in class, I had to go to the bathroom. When I walked into the bathroom, I could tell no one was in there, because all the stall doors were closed. I went into the stall at the very end. While I was doing my business, I heard crying. I was super confused at first, because I thought no one was in there. I looked under the stalls, which I know is kind of creepy, when I saw someone's feet a few stalls down from mine. They weren't wearing any shoes and their skin was more like a blue color. Then I saw them walking out of the stall, continuing to cry, even though I wasn't finished what I was doing. I quickly pulled up my pants and walked out of the stall, mostly because I was scared, but also because I wanted to make sure that person was okay. When I got out of the stall, no one was there. I know no one left or came in because the door to the bathroom is very squeaky and loud. I was so scared that I couldn't even go back into the stall to finish. I quickly washed my hands and left. In my school, there is a locker that has a memorial on it of someone who died. To this day, I still wonder if that was the same person I saw in the bathroom, or someone else. I still wonder what that spirit was crying about, and genuinely hope that they are okay, and have moved on. This was on my mind today, and just had a feeling I might get some additional insight from the Reddit community. Something was in those woods, and whatever it was not human. I've always had a legit fear of the woods near my childhood home, up until I moved out at 18. Something was in those trees. Something looked into my windows and doors from the dark beyond my sight. The darkness beyond the glass always seemed otherworldly, and like the dark, hid creatures beyond fear and imagination. Every time I was up late, I would always close every door and window on the ground floor. I wanted every conceivable barrier to my sight up. I am not normally a fearful person, but something outside in those woods made my blood run cold as ice. I was always terrified that one night I would see something inhuman leering at me, hungry, and knowing I was vulnerable. There were times I heard whispers, voices that came from the darkness that could not possibly be there. Whatever was making those noises knew I was listening. Whatever it was could not see me, but it knew I was there. I would hear just enough to know it was a human voice, but could never make out words. It wasn't a neighbor or radio or anything. I know those sounds, and this wasn't it. Something was out there on some of those nights. Something stalked those woods behind my house. I do not know what it was. This is my first post here, but I felt I needed to share, lest I go crazy. I've been a paranormal slash witchery follower for my entire life. It's interesting, and has led to quite a few minor experiences. My mother, who has had many more experiences and has more knowledge than me, always warned me not to mess with things. And until now, I really hadn't. As a short background, I recently moved into my own apartment and have been super stressed due to uni life. Looking for a way to de-stress, I was scrolling through TikTok and found a video about manifesting and putting yourself into a trance-like state and willing a connection. It honestly seemed like a good idea at the time. I did it and nothing happened, but I felt calmer, so I continued for a few weeks. A lot of the time, nothing specific in mind, just putting myself into a trance and reaching out. One time, I felt a sudden sharp pain in my wrist that snapped me out of it immediately. No outside injuries, but it continued to hurt throughout the day. After that, things started getting weird. Phantom pains throughout the day. My plants suddenly began to flourish, then die, especially all my sage. Strange noises, like hearing my cat, despite him not living with me, or randomly smelling smoke, often coupled with the noises. But weirdest or worst is when I go to bed. As I begin to drift into that place between sleep and wakefulness, I become acutely aware of a feeling of someone sitting at the end of my bed, and I swear I can almost see a silhouette. I will get a burning feeling in my legs, like something hot is being held against them. Sometimes it's widespread across my whole calf, or it's just smaller pricks around my knees. Once I even felt like something wrapped around my ankle and pulled along with the sound of laughter. Being alone, this is something that is actually starting to creep me out, and I don't know if I'm just connecting weird separate occurrences. Either way, that's my current story. I don't know if this was a ghost or not, but I remember when I was about 10 watching some random video thing called Rap Rat, and at the end of the video, it said you can't say his name or he'll haunt you. I just had to be cocky and say its name, like multiple times, but after that, nothing happened until the night. I was in bed and needed to go to the toilet, so I got up and went and did the usual. But while I was on the toilet, I heard scratching at the wooden door, and that freaked me out. As soon as I finished, I checked, and nothing was there, and all of our cats were away in the garage, with the door to it shut. I ran into my bedroom and stayed up for a little bit, but fell asleep quickly. But it got worse as time went on. The next night I was in my room when I heard the same scratching at the door, and again nothing was there. And this would continue for ages. Even if I left my door open, I would hear scratching above me in the attic. And during this time, I found massive black scratch marks on my door, the wallpaper, and the skirting board nearby. I don't know what I encountered, but that put the fear of God into me and got me praying every morning for Jesus and God to protect me and to make it stop. But that didn't do anything. Right now, I'm 16 years old in a different house that our insurance is renting for us. It's beautiful. Our house is under renovation due to a water leak that happened during COVID, so I can't provide images of the black scratches. But if while I'm at the house visiting for a bit, I'll try and get a picture of the marks. In my life, I've only had a couple of strange experiences, so I thought I'd write one down and let you guys read it. The incident occurred when I was around 3 years old. As with being that young, I don't remember much from that time, except for one vivid memory. My family had not long ago moved into a rental property in the suburbs of Melbourne. It was a nice enough house, small but cozy, perfect for a young family. It began on a day during winter when darkness came early, wherein I was sitting on the couch in the living room, watching a kids' show that I can't remember. I was kinda zoning out when the eerie feeling of being watched flowed over me. A tingle at the back of my neck that made me stiffen and look around in confusion. Everything was normal. I heard my parents cooking dinner in the kitchen, and my older sister was playing on the ground nearby. I physically felt eyes boring into the back of my head, so following my instincts, I turned and looked out the window. The first thing I noticed was that the curtains were open, even though it was pitch black outside, and my mum always closed them when the sun went down. Focusing on what's beyond the glass, my eyes search the whole darkened front yard. A shiver ran down my spine, because somehow I knew there was something out there. I froze, and fear shot through to my very core when the blackness moved, and I saw a shape amid the shadows. There was a tall, dark figure lurking under the large tree that stood in the middle of the lawn. That thing looked humanoid, but I couldn't see any detail. It was just jet black, like my eyes couldn't quite focus on it when I looked right at it. I couldn't see its face, but somehow I knew it was looking right at me. I had the feeling that whatever this was, it didn't have good intentions. All I remember is thinking, bad, when I saw it. What was even stranger was that the pale glow from the streetlights left the yard in shadow, but the dark figure cast no shadow. It felt like forever, but was probably only a few minutes that I stood terrified staring at this thing. My heart was thundering in my chest. I felt like a predator being stalked by its prey. Mercifully, my mum's voice broke through my panic as she called us to dinner. Snapping my eyes away from the shadow, I glanced over my shoulder to where my mum was setting the plates on the table. I sighed in relief at the normalcy. I didn't want to look back, but I just had to know if it was still there. So, plucking up my courage, I turned back to the window. My eyes widened in shock, though when I saw the figure, it was gone, like it was never there. When I saw that it was gone, I did what any 3-year-old would do, shrug it off and eat my dinner. I honestly thought this was a dream until I was chatting with my mum and asked her if there used to be a tree in the front yard of our old house and a grey chair in the lounge room. When she told me there was, I freaked out and told her what I remembered. There were too many similarities to the house, and it was weird that I would remember so much about that incident from being that young. So I figured it had to be a memory. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, consider subscribing. And if you have a story you'd like me to narrate, contact me on Twitter or post it in my subreddit, which are in the description below.